Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSFradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573. Welcome, everybody, to Slumber Party on this very special edition of Slumber Party. Fun Drive. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. So we're so happy to bring to you our little Fun Drive episode, since from November 3rd to November 9th, this is our week of annual on-air fundraising. So,
woohoo!
Very special week for CJSF on the radio station, so all the shows are doing their own little promotions and stories, but as we're one of the shows, we're going to do our own little promotions and stories, but we have lined up some music before we do that, so DJ Star will take it away.
Before we play the music,
okay.
So sorry, I'll take it away in a few seconds. If you want to donate right off the bat, you can donate online at cjsffundrive.ca. You can also call or text donate to 778-782-2573. And we are asking for a starting donation of $35. So, you know, you can get that going as we listen to this first song, which is by Obong Jayar, and it's featuring Little Sims, so I love Little Sims.
Oh, yeah.
And the song is Talk Olympics. So
if you like this song, pull out your wallet and help donate. But we'll give our reasons later because our station does really need the money. And we'll get into that in a bit. But enjoy.
Enjoy.
No more talking, do the walking. You blame everybody like you will solve the problem. Talk Olympics, no medalists. What have you did? But talking rubbish.
Talking topics, psychology, social media, philanthropies, political biologists. Talking, talking, talking rubbish. Hey!
And some space, yeah.
What's your gym routine? What's the exercise? How you run your mouth so much and not get tired? Chewing off my ear like you're my Tyson. Please don't call my phone no more, put it in writing. You go on and on and on and on and on and on. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Money. Stop all the talking. Go get your money. Stop all the talking. Go get your money. Stop all the talking. Go get your money. Why all the talking? Go get your money. Go get your money. Go get your money. Go get your money. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was Talk Olympics by Obong Jayar featuring Little Sims. Love that song. Always gets me moving. And it is a very, very special week for CJSF. If you haven't already heard, we are doing our annual fun drive. So we are going to try to raise money for a variety of different needs that our station has.
We're hoping to reach 10K. We're approximately, I think, 1600, but we're just the second day in, but we're trying to build up to that big number. But yeah, as DJ Star was saying, we're trying to raise money for a lot of different things around the station.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of community events that go on throughout the year with like concerts and different outreach events for the station, which are really helpful in building our listener base and also just getting local people involved with the station. We also want a new broadcast tower. This is one of the biggest things that would really help, because then our signal would be increased so much and we could reach, you know, an even bigger audience and also just be able to have, you know, better quality sound.
Yeah,
and everything.
The quality, even in, I'm in Coquitlam, and I can, the radio station here is just a crackle on my car stereo sometimes.
Sometimes. Not all the time, guys. Come on.
Yeah. So hopefully this new tower can really help with just the quality, even of the areas we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, we always have like a growing music library. We have staff we need to pay. We have a lot of different things that would just, you know, keep the station going, because our payment from the SFSS has not increased in many, many years. And as we know, everyone's suffering from inflation right now. So it would be great to, you know, boost us up a little in that respect too. And yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully those are some reasons we can give to you of why we really need these donations. And just every little bit of money helps, since we are also a nonprofit. We are community oriented. And of course, we're always tight on budget since we're in the arts. And any little bit of money helps. And this fund drive especially keeps us going throughout the year, since, you know, as DJ Star was saying, we only get a certain amount of money from the students. It hasn't changed in decades. And we have broken keyboards. There's a light in the studio here that isn't working.
We are currently in the dark right now.
Pitch black. We're recording. We're doing this. But and just paying the staff as well in the station to just train volunteers and students who want to get into radio and just be able to fund for people to find passion in the radio too. Because, I mean, we joined on a whim, kind of. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that with all the money and the donations that can be put to paying the staff to train us with all the board and everything and find a lot of love for the radio is something that a donation can really help out with.
Yeah. And also just in general, if you like community radio or love listening to any show on CJSF, your donation will pretty much just help keep us running, and so we can keep improving and growing and finding new ways to interact with the community and, you know, reach out and everything like that. So
Yeah, I don't think there's many shows on mainstream radio, because I listen to the radio to work every morning, and it's, you know, your typical like alt rock or the top 100 pop
the
songs,
80s, 90s.
Yeah, it's always the 80s.
Yeah.
And I don't know what is with 80s rock and all these, I'm sorry, like white male bands, rock bands especially. And, you know, there is a requirement for 30% FemCon for all radio stations in Canada, but the fact that our community radio stations like our show, for example, can hit way more consistently and highlight female artists especially is something you can't get with the mainstream.
And also just the fact that we have local artists who have talent and we're highlighting them and putting them out there, like we're not just, you know, regurgitating whatever the mainstream is doing and showing you. And, you know, we have people from all different backgrounds and we have a diversity of shows And that means that there's also for you, like, so many opportunities to find new songs that you've never heard before. And for me too, like, I'll listen to the radio and I will be like, what is this song? Yes. Writing it down. Like, there's so many good songs out there that we play on this radio. And that is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. So if that convinced you a little bit, hopefully we're going to keep spieling on later on in the episode, because we're going to try to go back to some of our music and then talk later about our stories and the other shows, for example. But once again, you can donate at cgsffunddrive.ca or you can just go to our website and figure it out. Or you can call or text donate to 778-782-2573. I'll just repeat it one more time. 778-782-2573. And we are asking for a minimum of $35. And I know that does sound like a lot straight off the bat, but honestly, that can really help with just even having another light in our studio would be really nice. And it just goes a long way here.
Mm-hmm. Very true, DJ Coco. Okay, getting back to the music, it will be I Like It Like That by FCUKERS.
Words are a little switched around, but
yeah,
we won't say that.
We hope you like it.
musical que lo hace el mejor con su único estilo.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and right now you are listening to one of DJ's stars picks.
Oh yeah, Kanguro by CDR and MJ Nabrata, and that's from CDDR's new album, Latin Core Legend. A bit of Latin techno, and I love that song. Just found out about it today, and I will be listening to the rest of that album later.
Oh, yeah. I think the station has been shaking right now because we've been just dancing for the past 15 minutes.
We have. And actually, the song before that, too, was Like It Like That by FCUKERS.
So hope you enjoyed those two. Hopefully, it got you pumped up for our
Fun Drive
this week, because Fun Drive is from November 3rd to November 9th. So, of course, Slumber Party lies on one of the days of this week. So we are also fundraising for the station because our goal is 10K. And we really need help and all your support and your wallet, please, to help the station in general. And we need so many things that will help the station, such as paying the staff, our community events that we do, the broadcast tower, just fixing things in the station because we have a lot of broken things. But
yeah, we're not completely run down.
We're not completely run down,
like that. Like,
but there's some things that I know. I think we should.
It sounds like we're like, please,
please.
There would just be a good chance also to show how much you support community radio and community-led initiatives in general, because I think, you know, the mainstream is starting to dominate a little more than ever at this point in time. Mm-hmm. And we are an alternative to that mainstream. And we're here because of your community support as well. And without us or other stations alike that are community stations, there wouldn't be critical discussion surrounding gender, race, politics, music in your area and also from a local perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So that also means that we don't have any conflicts of interest because we're not trying to serve corporate needs or wants. Like, we're just here for the people, basically, and we're by the people in the community as well.
Exactly. And we're one of the last outlets for the community as well, speaking of that, because especially in the local area here, the Tri-City News, Burnaby Now, and the New Westminster Record are newspapers that all have shut down just recently, and we are pretty much I think the only local outlet for our local news and local talent. So it is very critical, and we now support journalism and local journalism as well, and it kind of falls on our shoulders. So any donation would really help. And if not, it's not just that as well, because, you know, there's a lot more that we can talk about of how CGSF is so great in general and how much it's helped us too, as volunteers here. But from what I've seen, the station itself is just a place where anyone can be. And it's very welcoming, first of all. And it can introduce a lot of musicians and artists who are usually students and they've never played to anyone in their lives. And the station can give them an outlet and has given them an outlet to perform for the first time. So, for example, CGSF runs these sessions called Studio 6. And basically a band or a person, they come in and the station, they don't pay a dime at all. And the station records for them. They give them an audience to play to, and even upload a YouTube video for them with the station. And this is all for free just to promote for the artist. And I think that's amazing. Yeah, this day
it's so good.
Like, isn't that amazing? Like,
we're not in the business of making as much money as possible off of people, so we're just here to be genuine and showcase whatever talent locally that there is too, which is, you know, what we're doing in Studio 6 and also what we do on air all the time, like just playing the artists that we like, and not because we know that the general public already knows them and likes them. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
And we have, yeah, no conflict of interest. I mean, we don't have advertisements at all. We do advertise for other shows here at the station or even some, like, the coffee shop at SFU. But it's not like we're getting paid big bucks by over these corporations over the hill to put their advertisements here. And, yeah, it's honestly amazing. And back to the show as well. We can take our shows in any direction, and the station is completely open to letting us do pretty much anything we want and any hobby or passion we want to do and talk about it on air for free.
Mm-hmm.
For free. I mean, it's an incredible opportunity, which I didn't even know you could have. And they set you up with the mics. We have the board and the time, and you can just come in whenever, and they have staff to train you. And it's amazing. And the fact that that's even possible in this day and age where it feels like everything's a transaction.
Yeah.
So that's just another thing.
And in my opinion, too, the fact that people can come in from anywhere in the community and bring whatever they're passionate about to the station, and they just need to propose a show idea, and normally it will be accepted, makes whatever content that we have on the station so much more relevant to today. And also, yeah, just way more genuine and authentic than what could be shown on mainstream media, because, you know, we don't make a ton of money off of people doing certain things or, you know, trying to be very sensational on air. Like, you know, we're just real people who are talking about things that we actually care about. And that's you too. Like, the listener as well is also just a real person who cares about real things. And sometimes in more mainstream media is like that kind of connection gets lost, and it doesn't really feel like a relationship in a way, because that's what makes our radio like a community radio, is that we have a relationship with the community.
Mm-hmm. It's
and
more
that's
personal.
So important. Yeah.
Yeah, especially with all these shows, like the fact that anyone in the community as well, since we are college and community radio, that – people, anyone, even you, if you'd like to just come up and get trained and make a show on whatever you'd like. We have so many different types of shows, too. We have Bitcoover that focuses on chiptune music, which is so niche and so cool. There's Roots and Berries that does folk music, Yuka Stereo that does Latin music, and one of them that's more recent, it's called 6 o'clock Blitz, and this one I find incredible because Supreme, who runs the show, he has a lot of outreach and promoting rap culture, especially locally, and he's met with so many rappers and different types of people, and he says that it's honestly changed his life, and he's so grateful towards CGSF to even have the opportunity and platform to make this happen. I think that is just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And how CGSF can do that. And so, knowing that, we do need donations for our fun drive, and it is incredibly appreciated for any, honestly, any money. We do say minimum for 35, but please, donations are so, so appreciated. You can donate to CGSF, fundrive.ca, or find it through the website, or you can call or text donate to 778-782-2573. But yeah, that's my 2 cents. I'm trying to make all my family and friends donate.
That's my 2 cents too. So you got 4 cents right now.
4 cents.
Woohoo, fun drive.
Maybe double it. We can have 8.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit more about CGSF. And I mean, even the stories for ourselves, we can get into later. So I think we're going to go back to the music because we have this one song that we really want to play.
It's DJ Coco's
before
song.
Before we go, I really want to play. So I'll get into that in a little bit. We'll get into that a little bit. So this next one is called Scat Track, and it's by Bianca Oblivion, and it features Lunas and Lamzy, and it's from the album Network. This one is some more electronic music, as you've probably noticed the theme, because we're getting really hyped up for Fun Drive. So hope you enjoy this one, and we'll see you after the break.
Los bendiga y digan